day of summer, and of course, with a little Bananarama, we're reminded of that. And also, it's a good opportunity to rewatch The Karate Kid, which will forever be burned in my brain as the thing I see when that song plays. It's a beach scene, right? When he gets kicked in the stomach. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3. Joining us now, we have Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Welcome back to the program, Sam. And first of all, let me apologize that I didn't call you at the top of the hour. I completely flaked out and forgot you had a Juneteenth day displaced meeting last night. So welcome back in spite of my error.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. We appreciate being on.
Yeah, great to have you. So I just wanted to ask you, didn't want to spend a lot of time because I'm sure you're busy with this subject. How did Gulf Breeze do during the storm last week?
Yeah, so we made the national news, Andrew. We definitely got socked with the most rain. And so we had 16 inches of rain in 8 hours from approximately 11 p.m. until 7 a.m. the next morning, according to our two digital rain gauges. Over the course of the next 2 hours, we got about another 2 inches of rain. So in less than 10 hours, we had 18 inches of rain.
Wow.
That equates to about a 150-year flood event. So for those of you who are keeping track, in 2014, of course, we know that the area had a 500-year flood event. A 500-year flood event is defined as 23 inches in 24 hours. In 2014, we had 27 inches within that period of time. So, I mean, safely over a 500-year flood event. And then, of course, with Hurricane Sally in 2020, we had 23 inches. So right at a 500-year flood event, that gave us the opportunity to really measure the effectiveness of a lot of infrastructure improvements that we have made. A 100-year flood event, Andrew, is 14 inches in 24 hours. So we had, you know, an incredible amount of rain when you have more than what would equate to a 100-year flood event, but in half the amount of time. So that's what we really looked at, the force of the rain.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't 24 hours. It was only those, like, 12 hours or whatever, 10 hours. Right,
that's right. And so what we had is we actually had pickleballers who were stranded at the community center because with the lightning storm, it was very intense. We had, of course, a lot of motorists stranded on Highway 98, but also on some of our neighborhood collectors as well. Bumper to bumper. And so our fire department and our police did an excellent job working with tow trucks who actually had to tow dozens of vehicles, according to these, you know, tow truck drivers. So very, very intense. At 11 o'clock, I was reporting to the council out on the streets. Our streets look good. They're taking the rain. Everything looks well. Came back home. By 1 o'clock, Andrew, boy, had things changed intensely. So
this is PM to AM. This is 1 AM.
This is 1 AM.
Okay.
We have a stormwater incident response team. We have a natural resources division who actually train throughout the year to supplement our stormwater station pumps. So we have lines of pipe. We have those big utility boxes that have pumps inside them. But as they start to fail, and as conditions deteriorate, we actually have a stormwater task force that deploys just like our police and our fire. Andrew, other local governments think we're crazy for doing this. I believe we're the only city and the only utility who deploy stormwater technicians during severe weather. And so they fall under our EOP. And when wind, or in this case, lightning conditions become too dangerous, they'll pull back the same as our fire and police do.
Sure, that makes sense.
So they were responding throughout the storm. They would respond, pull back, respond, pull back. Mm. They worked throughout the event until the next day. And then the B shift came in, just like your police and your fire have that relief shift that came in. We did the same with our stormwater operators. And so last night at the council meeting, the council received a report from Clifton Wells, who's our public services manager over that natural resources strike team, as it were. They heard a report from our police and from our fire. And what they heard is that we had one residence that received flooding inside their home, and a chapel at our Gulf Region United Methodist Church received flooding. So
that's it.
That is it.
That's fantastic compared to 2014. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes, yes. And so that was the consensus of the room. Very excited. Our fire department talked about the four different electrical fires due to lightning.
Right.
And so they, in addition to that, you always have a lot of medical calls. Our IT was also very, very busy. It's something that people don't think about, but during these extreme events, you have people on the other side of the globe who use those opportunities of vulnerability to try to test your system. And so Santa Rosa County did an excellent job as well as our IT director. So most of the meeting last night was about just, you know, reviewing that response, what we did well, and what we're going to continue to focus on.
Well, Sam, I know you're super busy this morning, so thank you so much for spending some time with us to give us an update. That is amazing. Also, just to have 2 500-year and a 100-year flood within the space of about a decade, that's, you know, that's
incredible,
crazy. And again, kudos to you and your team and to Buzz's work before you to, you know, get the floodwater mitigation handled to such a degree that you could have something in that vicinity and have such a small overall problem compared to like 2014. That's fantastic. Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze, as always, thanks for the time and what you do for the community. I appreciate it.
All right.
856 here on News Radio 92.3. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound in the wall, you know, you've got inadequate temperature, inadequate pressure, whatever, plumbing problem.